Finally today, have you ever tried training a pet dog to do a job on the farm? Not all dogs have the drive to work, but with a bit of perseverance, the rewards can pay off, especially if they can find buried truffles worth thousands of dollars. As Larissa Smith reports, there's a science behind sniffing out the aroma.
See if you can find it, all right? Show me. Yes! I want his nose on the truffle.
Steve Austin has been training scent detection dogs for more than 30 years. He's worked with dogs to track down everything from noxious weeds to explosives and narcotics.
Truffle? Fine.
But it's his dog whispering skills with the truffle industry that has this crowd of 50 or so growers transfixed.
Throw the ball. Give him a big round of applause, everybody, because this is a very, very good dog.
First thing you've got to do, I feel, is find out what reward drive really excites and turns that dog on. I think that's the most important thing, because all us animals, in humans, dogs, deer, possums, all of us animals do things because there's a reason to do it, and it's normally to do with a reward and I suppose survival as well. But with canines, it's a reward-based process. They love to please. Some rewards can be as simple as that little tickle under the ear, and some can be as elaborate as beautifully cooked fried chicken or something like that.
How do you then marry up the reward with the thing that the dog has to find, whether it's a weed or whether it's a truffle?
Sure. Well, first of all, we do what's called a conditioned reinforcer. So we give the dog, we say a word. I just use the word yes. Some people use good. It's got to be a very short word. Some people use a little clicker. And then the word or the sound of the clicker or the whistle, whatever it may be, is associated with something very pleasant, which is the reward that the dog really likes. Now, that's the first step. So whenever the dog hears that yes or that good, it should turn and say, oh, no, there's a ball coming. So once we establish that clearly in the dog's mind, we then put the odour that the dog has to find in a very quiet, undistracted area, lots of it. The dog will go up to it because there's nothing else in the room but that odour in that box. It goes, what's that? Has a bit of a sniff. Then we say yes, and we give the dog the reward. And very soon the dog starts to think, this odour instigates the word yes, and the word yes is always followed by something really nice. That odour is very good to find. I'm going to go look for some more. There's a few little steps in between, but basically that's how it works.
And that's the technique truffle growers Michael and Melanie Jones are hoping to refine. The pair are from Stony Oak at Roseviers in the northeast of Tasmania.
It's only very small with some truffle trees on it, and we're just sort of getting into it, and got a little puppy that we're trying to see if we can help us find some truffles in the ground. And this would be our second year this year of actually getting some truffles out from the trees that we've got.
Did you sort of have any idea of how you would go about training her from the get-go?
Yeah, we had plenty of ideas, which we'll probably revisit now and start again after today. So it's been really good today to learn from Steve and that about how to do it properly. So back to the drawing board, I think. We'll start again.
How much is she worth to you, do you think, in the long run?
Don't know. No, it depends if she can find some truffles. She might be worth much.
So how do you get your dog on its L plates to dig up a ripe truffle?
There's four quadrants of operant conditioning, four quadrants. There's positive and negative reinforcement, and there's positive and negative punishment. So we use positive reinforcement when it finds the ripe truffle. If it indicates to an unripened truffle or something we don't want, we use what's called a negative punishment. We withdraw the reward. We don't give the dog the reward. So in the end, the dog goes, well, it's not much point finding these unripened truffles or whatever else is in the suitcase or whatever else is in the area, because they don't pay. It only pays when I find the ripe truffle. So I'm going to ignore all those other things, the unripened truffle, and find the ripe truffle because they pay. And that's the process of making sure that when you use negative punishment, withdrawing the reward if they make a mistake, and positive reinforcement when they do the right thing, the dog is never afraid to keep trying.
You're not yelling at the dog?
You're not yelling. Positive punishment is very detrimental to dogs. There is a place for it in a very rare occasion, but 99.99% of the time, if you're out there and you want to have a really great little dog that's very happy, use positive reinforcement and negative punishment, withdrawing the reward when it does it, when it doesn't do it correctly.
How much is a dog like this worth?
Categorically, hundreds of thousands of dollars if it's a very good dog, because it's what the dog saves in time, first and foremost, right? The time it takes. That you, if you had to go along and open every suitcase from every passenger, from every aeroplane at Melbourne-Sydney airports, it would take you forever. There'd be a queue a mile long and it would hit the fan, literally. But a dog just finds out what's, you know, what it's looking for in that suitcase within a second. Boom, 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 boom. Bag clear, bag clear, bag clear. So when you're finding truffles, for example, you have to go and, if you're not having a dog, you've got to dig it up and look, dig it up and look. Dog goes, no, 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 this one. No, 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 this one. So that's how I evaluate a dog. It's this time it saves in the effort of finding the odour.
Detective dog trainer Steve Austin.